This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Any station, can I have a radio check, please?
NUE and 4JBM.
Jeez. Yeah, you've got good audio, full quieting. I guess you're fine for now. Are you doing the net?
And I'm on take care of the net tonight. I do my emergency backup, testing it out, and I'll always like do a signal report, make sure everything's working right, so I don't have to scramble if it's not.
Earlier about the Greenwood Ham Fest, is that where it is this year in Greenwood? When's that going to be?
I'll recall. We'll find out. Hang around on the net, and I'll put it out there. Somebody give us an answer. I'm sure Gary knows. But I don't recall right off the top of my head, Glenn.
I have a piece of equipment. I have a handy talkie for 23 centimeters. Does anyone in the world use that? Is it worth anything?
Get to the space shuttle, yeah, maybe, or the International Space Station, maybe.
Bundle that I acquired with some other equipment, so I basically had to take that as well. Yeah, 23 centimeters is like one 23 centimeter repeater in the entire state. It's not a band that, so I didn't know what the market was, but, you know. Yeah, in the entire state of South Carolina, I think there's one of them. It's in Greenville.
And I just never dealt with the frequency. Don't know that much about it. But you can always get in touch with Gary, and I put it on SwapNet. Who knows? Maybe somebody's out there. You know, into 23 centimeters. I personally don't know of anybody. But you know, hey, it's always eBay, right?
There. There's, as I said, I went to Repeater Book. I did a search for like 100 miles from here, you know, 100 mile radius. You know, the output's on 1250, or the receive is on 1250, the output's on 1280. And I see no other repeaters within. So, you know, it's a nice radio if it's worth anything.
Tommy K, 5WLF. Good evening, Chad, and good evening, Glenn. This is KA5WLL. Heard you asking about the Greenwood Ham Fest.
Glenn was asking the dates, and I don't recall.
Roger, it's January the 14th, Piedmont Technical College in Greenwood on South Emerald Road. It starts about 9 o'clock.
Roger that. I've never actually been to a Ham Fest. But I guess just a bigger version of a swap meet.
That's kind of like a flea market or something like that, except it's all ham related.
I have this one handheld radio for 23 centimeters, and I don't know of anyone in the freaking area that's on that band. So whatever it sells for, it sells for.
You can probably take it down there. I'm sure somebody will probably buy it. But, yeah, Saturday the 14th, I think that's, what, next weekend? Yeah. And it's, tickets are $10 at the door, and they open, like I said, at 9 o'clock, and they go until.
Information.
Roger. Chad also sent you that information to your text. I won't be on the net tonight. K5WLO, clear. 73 to both.
Be safe. KO4NUE, standing by.
Into the net chat, so you know it's in there pre-checking.
Yeah, Glenn. But if you wanna comment or anything, just recheck with me, and I'll put you on the comment list after the pre-check. No problem.
All right. Well, you know, have a good net. You got like 5 minutes. 73s, we'll talk to you later.
But be safe. KO4NUE, clear. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight we'll start with the pre-check-ins, and let me tell you there's 23 of them, so be patient tonight. Starting with W2AMD Andrew in Simpsonville, W4FCM Fred in Travelers Rest, K4IEI Miss Isla in Travelers Rest, K4XMR Male in Prosperity, N4ASW Tony in Asheville, and KQ4EHJ Thomas in Easley, KN4RJN John in Brown Summit, KW4TS Jim in Pellet in Greenville, K4OSH Pat in Malden, KJ4UHF Jack in Greenville, KC4W Bill in Anderson, F4NXY David in Honeypath, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX, also in Honeypath. KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville. KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville. KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville. And K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. 4PFI, Don in Piedmont, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, and KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn in Graycourt, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, and KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, and K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. I'll link stations up tonight, so we'll go ahead and process RF check-ins. Being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. Any station India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4. Juliet, Fox. I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Beware, I'll be negative and negative and send 73s for each one of you.
NUE. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello.
NUE. And KE4IR, Steve, and I'm an Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
Hey. Luke and Miss Anna are doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
QE.
And please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just brought me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
Get started tonight. We'll go ahead and check in my wife at KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. She's here in the ham shack with me tonight.
Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And N4JBM, that's Mr. Jerry in Campobello. KE4IR, that's Mr. Steve in Inman. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. Duncan is our Monday night net controllers from time to time. And Duncan, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. There, Chad. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We'll make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Welcome, KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, have you down for some comments tonight, sir? And he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight, driving through this weather. 7-3 to you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all the net, be negative and negative.
NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. Fred, I just got off of Highway 11 not long ago, and the water is pretty bad. Be safe out there tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome K4OIM, Mr. Walt in Inman, and KO4P, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, you tell Miss Tracy we said hello. All right, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
Metro. This is Kilowatt, Foxtrot 4, Romeo, Victor, Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic, no round table.
4NUE. Again, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KF4RVH. That's Mr. J.D. in Berea. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty tonight. Chris, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, are there any additional stations, Quebec through Tango? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra, Romeo, Romeo, Robert. Dan and Joanna. raindrops are literally falling on my head. Yeah, I sprung another leak in the roof, and I'm looking for a bucket. I'll be negative and negative while I complete that task, but I will be listening. 73s to all the rest of you.
For SRR, that's Mr. Robert and Joanna. Robert, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello again, Chad. You will check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. And do be sure and tell Miss Anna I said hello.
Stephen, we'd like to welcome you to the net, KA4PQA from Greenwood. And Anna said hello back to you, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. Any station, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Add in the net, and Miss Anna, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, I'm in Greenville, stationary mobile at the moment. No traffic, no table tonight.
NUE. Chad, please check in and out. Kilo, Juliet, 4. Uniform, Hotel, X-ray. My name is Jamie, and by proxy, Kilo, Juliet, 4. Yankee, Lima, November. That's my wife, Sabrina. We're in Chesney. Check us in and out, please. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Hello, Juliet, 4. Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. Name is Daniel. Location is Traveler's Rest. Good evening to you and all on the net. Hi, Jamie. Bye, Jamie. Tell Sabrina we said hello. And also, hi, Chad. Bye, Chad. And hi, Anna. And bye, Anna. Chad, tell Miss Anna we said hello. I'll be negative and negative, but hope everybody is doing well and staying safe on this rainy evening. Y'all stay dry tonight. 73.
NUE. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to Unit 1 on net.
Welcome. N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane, stationary mobile tonight. Shane, hope you're doing well tonight, sir, and you have safe journeys tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KJ4UHX. That's Mr. Jamie in Chesney. He brings along his wife, Miss Sabrina, KJ4YLN. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KJ4WZM, that's Mr. Daniel, in Traveler's Rest, and K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. All right, any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Move to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Greer. Dave, you might have this group by yourself tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. No audio. All right, we'll move on to the next group, and you can pick me up there. Echo through Hotel, any station. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November. Frog in my throat. KC4EZN, and it's raining up here, so they'll have to backstroke. KC4EZN, Harry and Wet Candler. Negative and negative.
Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Glad those frogs are out there backstroking it. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative tonight.
Mike, welcome. KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry and Candler. And KN4HDP, that's Miss Wendy in Simpsonville. She brings along her husband, Mr. Mark, W2MJB. And Miss Wendy, we coming home from Pickens tonight down Highway 11. And actually ran over a frog on Highway 11. I just wanted to say, drop by and say that to you. Tell Mr. Mark we said hello. All right, any additional stations echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Echo India 4, Lima Zulu NU. JI4LZI Mobile. Andy. Pickets, no traffic, no round table.
Kilo Bravo 2 Golf, Uniform November, Bill in Mills River. And also I check in Zach, KM4 BLG.
Calling station, can you give me those two call signs one more time, please?
Hello, Bravo 2, Golf, Uniform November, Bill in Mills River, and Zach, KM4, BLG.
Zach is the one I'm having a problem with. Is that Kilo November 4 or Kilo Oscar 4?
Kilo November 4.
In the log, sir. All right, we'd like to welcome KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, and Mobile in Pickens tonight. Andy, you be careful going home tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KB2BGUN, that's Mr. Bill in Mills River, and KN4B. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Got a copy on me now.
Go ahead, Gary.
Okay. It was me with no audio a while ago. Check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We've had 1.6 inches of rain since 5:30 over here this evening. I have no traffic. Joy will be in and out.
You're in the log, sir. KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. And, Gary, I'll swing around for comments for you here shortly. And tell Miss Joy, K3JOY, that me and Anna said hello to her tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. Any station wishing not to hang around for the rack chew, you may secure your station at your leisure. It says KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. All right, first on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, go ahead and take it, sir.
UE. Good evening, Chad. This is KK4JBQ. Excuse me, I just got distracted by a streaming cat. She gets a little antsy when she's, I don't know, it's, she's not cooped up in the house for, you know, any other reason. It's difficult to keep us indoors some days, and today was one of those days. Her name is Gracie, and she goes from pillar to post, as my mommy used to say. Slamming against the walls sometimes. She's an excitable creature. So how's been your day there today? What has the rain meant for you today, Chad?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, this morning I had to go to Greenville and run some errands down near Donaldson Center. And came back and went to the post office. And then I went with a couple of friends of the family that are sick. So I made a big old bowl of potato soup for them. And came home and took a nap. I took Harry's advice today with all the rain. I keep a plastic bucket. I have a drip edge over the front porch. So when it rains steady, I move that bucket from Lowe's to the edge of that drip edge so that there is a rhythm when the raindrops hit it. And that's my white noise machine. I don't have to download an app. I don't have to turn on YouTube. I move that bucket on the edge of the porch, and it puts me right out. Harry, I bet you never thought of that.
Gracious. Well, that's the natural way, I suppose you might say. Yeah, there was a record album that I played, I think. Now, this is going back to vinyl. And I played it until it didn't sound good anymore, let's put it that way. It was called Stormy Weekend. And it was music, no vocals, just music, recorded and played together with a rainstorm, claps of thunder and lightning and all. And it was soothing, you might say. But today's rain came with an extra ingredient, and that is the chill. And I don't know what it is. I mean, we were cold there for, you know, a week or 10 days. But it seems like the wet cold is even colder. I went out this afternoon for, to visit the postman's. There's this little hiding place where he hides things, and I go get them, you know. And I got a chill over it yet. My hands stay cold, and I hold a cup of hot coffee. Just can't seem to get warmed up. The wet cold, I'm sure it's the humidity that I try to keep the house at a certain humidity because cold and dry is pretty bad. And the heater that keeps us pretty warm, depends on where you set it. I've followed your lead and turned ours down another couple of degrees, and maybe that's why I'm chilly. KK4JBQ.
KC4EZM.
Go ahead, sir. Larry, I'll be right back.
Well, Chad, you're beginning to develop this thing that is called wisdom. And I'll just leave it at that. That's one of the better ideas I've heard in a long, long time. And, Larry, what about cats? Don't you understand? That cat's just being a cat. I've got two that run around here and do stuff like that. And, they're just being cats. We'll turn it back to both of you. That's my comment for tonight, Chad and Larry. It's KC4EZM.
Well, we have a neighbor that's got a cat, and she wanders up here on the porch from time to time. Sometimes I wonder if they're feeding the thing. We put some food out there from time to time. And Pixie, the little dog in the house, she cannot tolerate it. But she is so funny because she will literally lunge at the glass at the cat. And it doesn't faze that cat at all. she's got where she doesn't even jump anymore. She'll just sit there and look at her. But if you open the door, Pixie goes in the other room. She goes the other way. So as long as that piece of glass is in between them, she is, she's the king of the house. But when you, you know, give her an opportunity to flex a little bit, she flexes the other way.
Yeah. That reminds me of one of those superheroes. Used to be in comic books, but now they're in the movies. Captain America, he has a shield. And he uses that thing in fantastic ways. Uses it like a frisbee sometimes. But he's not just throwing it to see it fly. He's throwing it as a weapon, you know. Anyway, dogs and cats and glass. Cats and cats and glass. They're not aware, I don't think they're aware of what it is, this boundary that can't be seen. But they do respond to it, and I think it gives you an extra sense of bravery, maybe. But you open the door, and the shield is gone. Yeah, I don't know Pixie well, but I think she's a sweet little dog, and she probably has an image thing, you know, what do they call it? Image. Because of the bigger dog, you know. Do they get along? I haven't been around them long enough to know whether they actually do get along.
About KC and Pixie?
Oh, yeah, the tiny dog and the big, big dog.
They are, they're two peas in a pod. Each other up. You know, they're part of the pack, of course. And Casey's he's got a genetic disorder. It's called lazy dog syndrome, and it's basically rheumatoid arthritis for dogs. So he does not get around too good, and I've noticed here lately that he doesn't respond to Pixie's antics unless she has a certain kind of bark. He'll perk up and, you know, raise his head up off his little bed in here. But if he didn't hear that certain kind of bark, he just kind of snorts and lays his head back down. So he's getting a little age on him. Pixie is too, but they get along very well together.
You probably said the magic word. They are in the same pack. Yes, indeed. And that makes all the difference. Human beings should, you know, kind of take a pointer there, I think. Anyway, all is well here. Donna continues to work on her church duties and her art projects. She is day number 3 in a 12 days of Christmas. She didn't get started until after Christmas. She's in day 3 of a 12-day of Christmas project. And it's coming along well. She's doing it sort of in layers. And this is smart with any art accomplished. And so she got the background filled in, and then she's starting with the foreground. And it's a very complicated thing. But I enjoy watching her enjoy the whole thing. We'll be married 30 years, our next anniversary. And I know for 23 or 4 years, she didn't think she had an artistic bone in her body. She would not make the effort, I suppose, because early life taught her to doubt herself. And many of us have that issue, I think. But she got some encouragement from a friend of hers with an art form that was kind of unique. it's gaining more notoriety and acceptance now. It's called Zentangle. It's a contemplative type of artwork. She can be there for hours and not a peep. She can really focus on that, and it's relaxing in one sense, but she can stand back afterwards, and she comes to me with the, you know, various stages of these things, and she's not looking for approval or anything. No, that's not it. She's proud. She's proud of it. And I'm just tickled to death that she's found something that is opening up a side of her that until a few years ago I didn't think would ever bloom, you know. So this is a great thing. It is great. KK4JBQ.
Never done up anything with artist in that sense. I can do some pretty good things with my hands, I think. I think I can sometimes. But having creativity on a piece of paper is something that I cannot do. My middle son, he's that way. He can draw, you know, three-dimensional things, or he's really gifted with paper. Paper and pen. I'm not. If I can't stick to a straight edge or a predefined radius on a radius tool or something, I just can't do it. But you know, I've looked at some of the Zentangle, and there's a lot of latitude in there to where she can, you know, do whatever she wants, but some of that requires some thought, because there's a lot of different patterns and a lot of different ways to do that. So I would love to see it when she finishes it, if she lets other people see it.
I have a problem showing it off. You know, I don't think she should have a problem, because everything she does turns out really nice. And as you say, it's done by human hand, and anything that's done by human hand has a little bit of variation person to person. Start 15 people in a room on the same project, and when the day is over and they file out and they give it to you, you'll see a different thing on every page. I used to help an artsy friend of mine. In his classroom, he had a classroom at Hobby Lobby. They rented the classroom to him, and he charged his students for the classes. And I took a year or so just to warm up my skills when I was busier and my sight was better. And he says, you know, Larry, you could probably help me in here, if you wouldn't mind, and there'd be no more charges for classes, but if you just walked around and took a look, because he had like 18 students at a time, that's a lot when everyone needs personal attention. So he says, you just walk around just as I have done. You see me do it. And look at what they're doing, and make a comment, not a criticism, but make a comment on something that they do, and perhaps a little guidance, you know, if you see something obviously that they could do a little differently and benefit from it. So we struck upon a really nice deal. I got all my my lessons, my actual work time was interrupted because I started enjoying this interaction with my classmates. I did really do that. And, so everybody was different. That's the amazing thing. In the beginning, his students would copy one of his works of art. I remember one of them, kind of interesting, and it shows what I'm about to say very well. It was an abandoned house in Spartanburg. Kind of dilapidated. Screens falling off the windows, and and part of the roof sliding off in on one side. And he says, you can do what you want to do. You can make this house just as if it were a brand new house. But I suggest taking some of its character and making more out of it. You know, exaggerating it maybe, or clarifying it maybe. So all we had was we didn't have the house. He never told us the address of the house, but just his example. And don't you know, there were like 14 people in that class. Everyone had a different take on it. And it was fascinating. I think one of the nicer efforts was done by this lady who was 87 years old and attending the class. She had difficulty with her eyesight and her hand coordination, but she worked on it. She really did. Anyway, I could go on and on, as you well know, but I better step aside and let somebody else have a word. Chad, it's always a fun time when you call the net. I thank you so much for doing that and for keeping track of the rest of us. KK4JBQ.
Three, Larry, you tell Miss Donna we said hello, and maybe by the end of the week she can be on day four of Christmas. I want to tell her she just set it aside and pick it up next Christmas. So anyway, nice talking to you, sir. And Gary, I'll be there in just a second. Are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check. I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KO4NUE. Kilo Golf 4 Juliet, India Alpha. KG4JIA Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all of the
net. NUE. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Chad, it was good to talk to you today. I'm glad you made it home safe and good to hear you call the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed and Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
Welcome, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. That's Mr. Rusty and Moore tonight. Rusty, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And also KG4JIA, that's Mr. Dennis N. Gaffney. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. And WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed and Brevard. All right, we'll move on to the next on the list, which is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, what you been up to today, sir?
KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, Chad hadn't been up in too much. It's the rain held off till late this afternoon, but it's just been coming down pretty good ever since this afternoon. Did have to go out and do a couple of errands today. Got those taken care of. Don't have anything the rest of the week. I was just amazed. I looked at the calendar and I said, that's really nice. But look out next week. It starts wide open again. But anyway, we'll make it through it. I don't have anything pressing until the 31st of January. I've got an eye appointment then to go get my eyes checked. Often as the doctor tells me to, it's about a year and a half. He used to let me go 2 years, but as I'm getting a little older, he wants me to come in a little more often. And then, so I don't have anything myself until the end of the month. Other than the upcoming Greenwood Ham Fest, which is on the 14th, and then we have testing on the following Saturday, and then after that we have Winter Field Day coming up the end of the month, the 28th and 29th. So the month is shaping up to be a busy month.
Yeah, well, I think I may try my hand at Winter Field Day this year. I don't know. I did make a contact in Spain a couple of weeks ago. I think
Spain and Australia is as far as I've gotten, but I don't know, Gary, sometimes I stay so busy. I just don't do a lot of HF stuff. Sundays sometimes when things are a little bit slow, I'll get in here and, you know, spool around the band a little bit. But like I said, I threw my call sign out a couple weeks ago and got a guy from Spain. It spoke very good English. We've changed, you know, locations, sent a signal report, and actually got to talk for a few minutes, you know. But thought that was really neat. And any time I get in another country like that, Anna likes to come in and listen and ask him this or ask him that. So I get a big kick out of that. She does too.
That is absolutely wonderful. When we first got our license, so I got mine and Enjoy got hers, we would sit in the ham shack and I'd be on HF and she would do the logging for me. And then she went as far as made a book. She'd go in and find the country and the little town that the people were in, and she'd pull it up on the computer and print it out. And so I got several pages. I mean, I don't know how many pages are in the book, but she did it for a lot of contacts that I made. And then one night, I was talking to somebody, and she looked at me. She turned the computer back around, and she said, "If I can't talk to them, I'm not going to log them." And I said, "Well, honey, all you got to do is get your general, and you start talking to them." And so she stomped out of the room, and then she quit logging for me from then on, but she still likes to listen occasionally. And I don't really pick at her, but I ask her occasionally if she's going to study and get her general, and she says, "When I take a notion, I will." And I said, "Okay," so I just kind of leave it at that. But get Anna to log for you, and then after she can't talk to all these people in all these different countries, she'll either do one of two things. She'll quit listening all the time, or she'll get her license, and then you won't be able to talk on the radio.
I don't know. We'll see. But I was going to let you know, talking about radio stuff, I did not realize until right before Christmas that the American Legion, I'm a member of the Tron Post, they have a ham radio program. And we are, it's called TALARC, TALARC. And the American Legion Amateur Radio Club, and you can apply through the ARRL and get your American Legion post their own call sign. So I've been working on that starting today a little bit, and figuring out what I need to do through the ARRL to do that. They want you to go through the ARRL before you, you know, submit the request through the FCC. So certain criteria we got to meet, but I think we've already met that. It's just doing the paperwork from here on.
Great, especially since y'all have already got a program, a ham radio program set up at the up there. That'd be a good place to put an event station up, you know, use their call sign, and you know, maybe get the people to send out a little a little postcard or something to say that you contacted them. That might be fun.
It's not quite set up. We're working on it. We've got all the equipment to do that. But you know, I don't think it'd take me too awful long to get things up and running or get it set up. But I think probably the most difficult part is doing all the paperwork, because you like I said, you got to go through ARRL, then you got to go through the American Leech headquarters, and then the FCC. So just a lot of paperwork, but it'd be, you know, be kind of neat to get your own, you know, get your post, your own call sign. There's only four posts that have their own call sign through the FCC. So we're going to give it a shot. It's going to take a while to get it all figured out, but we're going to give it a try.
Come out and have his say. Well, that's going to be great, Chad. It really is. I think it's worth your time and effort. And I'm sure the folks up there in Tryon will love to have their own call sign at the American Legion post up there. Other than that, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a really good net going. Sorry I was having audio problems, but had that last night when I checked in with Duncan, and I don't know. I'm scratching my head, you know. I raised it back up, but that should not affect anything. So, you know, after I checked in and you said it didn't have any audio, I just did a couple of things here, and then all of a sudden I turned another radio on to monitor myself, and lo and behold, I was there. So maybe I'll start checking it out before I key the microphone the first time. Anyway, y'all have a great evening. Tell Anna we said hello, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73 to you and the group, and we'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
Appreciate you dropping by, and y'all have a wonderful night. And if you need anything during the week, give me a holler. All right, we'll move up to Echo Link Stations, and Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4NUE. Echo Link Station up there. If you don't have any audio and you'd like to check in via text message, you can send me a text message to Echo Link, and I'll get you in the log. But if you'd rather listen, that's okay, too. All right, any additional stations via RF that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Have I missed anyone for comments or rags you? Please call KO4NUE.
For NUE, KO4PXB.
How are you tonight, sir?
Good. First day back to work, and it's just so funny. This is not the comment that I was going to make, but it's easier dealing with a three-year-old than have to deal with some people at work. But the comment was when y'all were talking about the white noise, that I had my wife set a tape recorder outside of my home when I deployed to Iraq to pick up the crickets and a normal noise outside, because as you well know, in Iraq, that all the predators move around at night, so not a creature there makes any kind of noise at night, so they're not discovered. So I had so many people wanting to buy that I made, you know, copies of that for them so they could sleep at night by listening to the sounds of the outdoors.
About that, Anna and the kids sent me recordings you know, CDs of birthdays and things like that, but never thought about, you know, crickets and things like that. But when I came back from the first deployment, I can't remember who brought me home, but I asked them to drop me off at the end of the driveway. You know, we got a long driveway here at the house, and I didn't want them to drive up the house. I wanted to walk down the driveway and just enjoy every single leaf I could see. So I swear, it took me 10 minutes to get home, but I enjoyed every step of the way.
It's definitely true, and because get to see that picture that you only had the mental picture of when you were deployed and truly missed. So I did the same thing. I just walked around the neighborhood and just enjoyed seeing everything that I hadn't seen for that long.
everything's back in order at work. Everybody getting back in the groove.
I'm not sure why in the 2 weeks time frame that it took. I guess no one looked, but we had one server that had a failed hard drive. So I ordered that from HPE today, and so it should be there shortly. But that's other than that, servers were running out. Wanted to make sure that the servers have storage for the upcoming year for the data. That was definitely an adventure.